Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention. You can't afford free speech. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be taken lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. Cause it's cheaper to pump than it is to pay attention. You dig? A huckabuck! And lo and behold, one talking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram. Like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of pill.
The non-profit organization.
Substituting me for Antoinette, but we ain't gonna substitute Brother Eddie because he's here with us. We're gonna do it tonight with Brother Eddie. Wednesday night is always been his night, so we want to keep it going. Much love to you, Antoinette. We're looking forward to hearing from you. All you online. Without further ado, my brother got five on it. Go ahead, brother. It's all on you.
All right, and I want you to stay with me because keeping with the five and the syndrome of the five is understanding that's the facts. Because, again, facts come to the number 23, and 2 plus 3 is the 5. So I got to keep 5 on it. So we're going to definitely stay on the facts. So first and foremost, let me start off, as I always do, with Ashe to the ancestors. Namaste to our elders. And much love and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space. And most of all, this portion of your life that we share together in this moment of learning. So with that being said, which the family knows here, hopefully you got your pen and paper, because this show is really a class. It's not a show. It's not for entertainment. It's for learning purposes only. So this is the class right now, family. So with this being said, we remember that the last class we had on Wednesday, which is hump day, and by the way, Wednesday is 32, and hump day comes to 23. Ain't that something? It's all on the five. But getting back to the previous class was five, recognize five, family. We really got to recognize the five, because the five is game. Game is 14. That's the five. It's part of the facts. The facts recognize the game. That's game recognizing game. And if we don't recognize the five by the number of the words, we caught up, still trying to catch up. So if the family that's normally on Wednesday knows that everything that I do is by numbers, so even the title, family, the title, what is your definition of black? The title of the class equals 104. 1 + 4 = 5, family. And the key in that statement is, what is your definition? Family, I'm tired of hearing my loved ones, family, y'all my loved ones, give me Google's definition. Give me Webster's definition, Merriam's definition, Oxford's definition, Cambridge definition, the Black Law definition, all these. But I said your darn definition. Thank you for the song. Where do you get your funk? Your funk is your thought. Your thought. Your thought is the definition, family. Guess what? Definition comes to 41. Five. Your thought is 41. The five. So whose thought, whose definition are you giving? Because again, we've heard the statement that black people hate black. We got it pent in our heads with the definition of the word. Dry Bones, give me the facts on this real quick. What definition have you ever heard anybody give you on black that was positive?
Now, when I first heard it, it was always negative. I had to look into it to see some. I first heard
all
it, was
negative.
Always negative.
It's all negative, family. That's a program. We're giving somebody else's definition, which is their thought, which is not yours anymore, when we're pushing all of this. For me, is in this class, is understanding the numbers to see the trick that was played on us, the 9/11. It was a trick. Because, again, remember, what's first? In the dictionary, since we use their dictionary by standard, doesn't B come before W? That mean black comes before white?
D-W.
See? Doesn't D comes before L? And we ain't talking about down low brothers, but, hey, we can put that in the mix. But D is dark and L is light. Even in a dictionary, black and dark comes before white and light. But the interesting thing, they now pushed us to the paradigm of seeing even the word black with negative implications. Who? How did that shit happen? Ain't that a trick? When you understand by the number that white comes to 27, 2 + 7 = 9, and negative is 36. 3 + 6 = 9. Black is 11. 1 + 1 = 2, and positive is 38. 3 + 8 = 11, which 1 and 1 = 2. They got us constantly pushing somebody else's narrative of what black is from somebody else's definition. It's not your thought, family. this is part of the occult. And remember, occult is 23, the five. Mm-hmm. And this is the language of English we speak. And English is 32, the five. When we going to wake up, we keep saying we speaking in occult language. We still don't see it by the number of the spell that they put on us, by its definition, that is keeping us programmed. We so far gone, we don't, even when we mention that magical term that they put in our head called 400 years. Well, guess what? Four, spell F-O-U-R, is 19. And 100 is 31. 19 plus 31, I think, is 50. Wow. Five recognized five, y'all. We better understand this occult game that we keep speaking and not knowing the number of what we're saying by anything. It's somebody else's thought by their definition, and we just what? Regurgitate it.
Now,
we don't think
Eddie,
about it.
I took some definitions, but I put the word first, I put etymology of the word black. And it came up, and I want to give you these words so you can school us on these, because it actually says, they were spelling black, like you said, the old English, B-L-A-E-C. They claim that's called proto-dramatic. And then it was another word was proto-Indo-European. Then it said that meant, now this what this one meant, means to burn, gleam, shine, or flash. I said, interesting. And then it also means, which means to shine. Now, you know, they used to call it shines back in the day. Remember, it's kind of derogatory. She used to say, oh, you shines. But now I'm seeing it had proto-Indo, which you might have to get us into that. And then what you said earlier, what the old English. And then it got some Egyptian stuff that it says. So you, I don't know if you've seen it, but I put it in there because I knew you might hit on all this. The ancient Egyptians also associated with fertility. Renewal, because the rich black soil that flooded up into the Nile became to be denoting as human groups having dark skin, especially in Sub-Saharan. So they even went to that, you know, dichotomy. So I just want to put that. So when you talk about the definition, we do have on the blog that we put for you. You do have some definition. What's your thoughts on? Because I know that proto is like three word: proto, Indo, European, and. And then you got all this other.
Yeah, again, understanding the as you said, the etymology and understanding that English is a made-up language. That's why the prefix and suffix of English has multiple dialects. It comes from France. German would be a prefix from France and a suffix from Germany, or Latin and French, or Middle East and German. They have all these languages that they put together and come up with this gutter, this fake-ass language, this language that's called the baby of all languages, because when we understand modern-day English is the baby of all languages. And remember, what does babies do? 14, it's called Babel, y'all. Babel. Babel is 14, and they call it 23, the Tower 23 of Babel, 14. Gang, recognized gang. They done turned this upside down. They done turned it, and again, as you said, the spelling of B-L-A-E-C, that comes to 13, which is God. We got to know who we are by the number. They know who we are. They just changed and flipped the script. And when you look at, we've had a movie with Jack Nicholson that was called The Shining. And you know it was the brother in there, I can't remember his name, that had the shining and recognized it in the child, in the boy, Jack Nicholson boy, that he had the shining. By the way, shine, when you said shine is 23, y'all. It's the five. They know who we are. We don't know that we're shining yet. We don't know the stars that we are. The pressure that we've been put under for so long is the pressure that you put on a black piece of coal to make it become a diamond. That gem, that crystal that everybody wants, that comes from where? Africa.
They just
blood
got the biggest.
I'm getting
just got the biggest crystal. They just, since you brought that up, I'm just pulling on when you say something. They just found the biggest crystal in Africa just this week, y'all, last week, I think it was like a Thursday of last week, the biggest diamond was found in Africa. That's right. And I think it was, if not Nigeria, it's one of those countries. It might be Ivory. It might be the Ivory Coast. But just look it up so y'all know that he just said something about the diamond. Wow. That is deep, because that is the biggest diamond found. Wow.
Yes, and that's even when you said burnt green. Well, Green's family is 23, and why do you think they're talking about everything going green today? Green energy, green this, green that. They know the numbers behind the words that's being used. They just keep coming up with a different word, but it stays, the number stays the same. The names and the words constantly change, just the number that remains the same. See, we still waiting on the 40 acres and a mule, not understanding the 40 acres being that four, which is the truth that we see and we speak. And that mule, guess what, y'all? It's 14. That's the game of reparation. They got y'all waiting on. Reparation is 41. See, the mule, or the 40 acres and a mule, is the metaphysics that we've already, we got it. We just ain't using it by the number. We're using it by their words and their definition, which gives them the authority. That's why authority is 41. And we finna, those who vote finna give their damn authority to somebody that has been dubbed 41, is called a president. You're the damn president of the authority of your thought. Why am I gonna give it to somebody that I know that can't speak for me better than I can speak for myself? That's crazy as hell to me.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we going to change something, we change it with what's called the three. As we say, the mind, body, and soul. Since we spiritual, we got to start with a third party and stop buying into this crazy shit that's called vote for the lesser of two evils. Damn it, please, family, stop. I don't vote for evil. I don't care how less or great one is. It's evil. It's evil, damn it. I'm not voting for it.
Mm-hmm.
See? And we get fixated, The way we change it again is by the number of what we demand, that we keep getting pushed around with this party's promising this or this party's promising. But right now, we don't see either party talking about any of the real issues. The Democrats is talking about Trump, and Trump is talking about the Democrats. It's again, it's a game, y'all. It's a political show. And we are caught up in it. But like I said, I've been waiting for the longest when I constantly hear my family describing black. And it's everybody else's five definition. Because understanding that black is first. And I'm going to stop by the number when I say, why is it first? Because black being two comes to first. First is 29. 2 + 9 = 11, which is two. The black is first, and that's the universe, which is two. 38, the universe. The universe came first. This is why it was called the Big Bang Theory. In religion, they called it I Am. It's the same number, y'all. It's a different word. Religion and metaphysics, or the spiritual and the scientific, are talking the same thing using different words, but the same number comes right to you. Big Bang is I Am. That's the Galactic Federation that they're talking about in so many words. But again, how and who made black negative, and how did we get so complacent? And it's because of our memories, or better yet, your memory bank. We don't remember, as we say, who we are. Remember is 29, which is the two. That's part of our makeup. We're cosmic people. Cosmic is 20. People is 20. It's the two. We're part of the universe, universe being two. When we talk black history, we start off with what we've been taught with people. P
people were not the first. The universe was. So how are we stuck on black history starting with people that ain't been here no length of time on this planet? And the universe started it all. But we're not even black enough, because black, black is your mind. It's a mindset. They got us duped on color. And even if it is on color, understanding when we say pigment, your melanated color of the pigment of your skin, pigment is 29, family. 2 plus 9 is 11. That's black. Do we know who we are by our pigment that we keep saying, oh, no, I ain't that, because somebody else must say this is what black means, the color of black, the negativity, and we, embrace and even push their narrative, which is, again, giving them power and taking the power that we claim to have away because we're using somebody else's pride, their thought behind their definition that gives them the authority of the word being used on us. Two is proud. Damon and James made a song. Say it loud, y'all. I'm bragging, I'm proud. I'm proud to be part of the universe. I'm not taking nobody else's definition of who I know I am by the number of the word that has been embedded in all of us. That's why they say it's in the sky. Sky is two. It's in the air. Air is two. What is in there? It's the universe that's communicating to us. Communication is 38, just like universe is 38. It's not a battle against flesh and blood. Damn it, they even say in the Bible, the two, it's called principalities. 65, y'all. 6 plus 5 is 2. The 11, it's the principalities. It's your morals, which is 2. Your standards, which are 2, which we see seem to put on the back burner and put everything else first. First is 2. 2 is the one and the one, the beginning and the end, the alpha and the omega, the first and the last. In life, that's the first thing you do and the last thing you do. What is it? You take your first breath of air and you release your last breath of air at death. The one and the one, the beginning and the end, family. And they got us caught up in the middle trying to catch up with their definitions of their words to give them the authority to keep us secondary. See, black is first, ain't that something? But they got us talking second as second-class citizens. Ain't that somebody knows there's something slick.
And for that spiritual.
Got me wondering which is which. Make me want to go outside and dig a ditch. Ain't that a bitch? And guess what, family? Bitch is 23. The 5, damn it. Ain't that something? Ain't that a bitch?
I love it. That's what it is. Here's another
family, but
hold on, can I ask another question for you?
Yes, please.
A spiritual, now there's another definition, because you hit, now I don't know if you even read that definition, but you hit on about 90% of them already. It does mention skin, like you said, and then it goes to the spiritual. It says, let me just say what it says in the spiritual meaning of black. It associates with mystery, elegance, wealth, restraint, and power.
Mm-hmm.
It says a person that loves black is a person with bold, unique, mysterious, and intriguing, and powerful. And that's one of them. Then it goes on to say that in the spiritual realm, you are a person that constantly strives after strength, intensity, authority, and elegance. That's from the spiritual definition that was placed on it. After we found out that it was, because I think it comes from the what you said earlier. So you, for the clip, the Greeks said something about us being in the underworld. They associated black with the underworld. You'd like to elaborate on that, since a lot of the characters are in the underworld, and Blade is coming back, and all this, you know, this stuff. It did have a paradigm with that. How's your thoughts on the paradigm between the so-called invigorating, and then what we all was growing up to, the evil side of, you know, of the dark side, which we seem to know as the underworld. How's that?
That's key, because again, that's what they have us doing. They have us fearing the numbers we should be embracing.
Mm.
Because again, 13, which is dark. Don't they have every movie that deals with darkness? Darkness
yep.
is 31. Dark is 13. It's for us to fear,
mm-hmm.
to be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you to fear God. Don't fear man, fear God. But who told you that? Who came up with that shit? God didn't tell me. My father never told me to fear him. The information that we talk, I didn't never shit. He told me question everything. Shit, questioning comes to 49, which is a 4. God comes to 13, which is a 4. So I'm questioning every damn thing. No. You can't fool me by your words no more when I see the number behind all words. Or let me better say that I'm learning, because I don't know every damn number behind every word. Impossible. So I'm still learning like we all are. That's
mm-hmm.
why I always say I'm a good teacher, but I'm a better student because I'm still mm-hmm. learning.
I like that. That's wonderful words. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm loving it.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. But that's it. They always make it, because even when you understand dark 13, darkness is 31. Well, where did it all derive from? You said the ancient Egyptian. Well, ain't that something? Ancient is 23 and Egyptian is 31. The dark people, 31. This is why they dwell with all their power by the Nile River. Nile is 13, baby. They know what they were saying when they talked about us and who we were. But again, as time went on, they changed the meaning of the definition to reflect everything bad. That what color cat has bad luck?
Mm-hmm.
What color
yeah.
cat is related
cat.
To bad luck? Isn't it the black cat?
Black cat, panther,
black.
Yeah. Black panther.
Oh, yeah. Well, black cat. Guess what? Black is 11 and cat is 11. So we looking at 11-11.
Yeah.
When we see that number, do we think of things negative? No. But they got us thinking of an animal, and guess what? The animal comes up to 20, which is another 2. See?
But could the Black Panther have those same spiritual qualities of the boldness, the mystique, the mysteriousness of its characteristic, you know, based on how we look at the animals?
Oh, yes. Here's an interesting fact about the panther, because remember, my love is, you mention it all the time. You talk about the Orientals and Bruce Lee and
yeah.
Enter the Dragon. Well, you know, that's my number one. That's my number one person, Bruce Lee. Anybody that knows me knows that martial arts, since 71, I've been into martial arts. But just thinking of that, martial arts, never knowing back then, martial arts comes up to 41. I didn't know it was a 5, but I was already connected to it. But this is how deep this is. Once we understand these numbers, we've been on this path and never knew the number behind what we're doing, what you're doing right now. We haven't tied it together. My name is Eddie. Eddie is 23. I can't make this shit up. See, that's why I say I stay on the 5. I got 5 on. I keep 5 on it, because that statement, I keep 5 on it, or I got 5 on it, comes up to 41, the 5. We didn't even see it when they put people in our face and we didn't recognize it. They put a person right when they started a lot of this show business, Showtime, with Magic Johnson. Well,
yeah.
Magic Johnson initially was MJ. MJ comes to 14.
Then we
That's
got
a
another
5. His number was 32. 32 is a 5. Then we we ramp it up to Michael Jordan. Well, Michael is 23. Didn't he wear the number 23? We've seen the implication of the occult that these people are already in by what they're wearing and the things that they do. Michael's biggest endorsement was a product, gym shoe called Nike. Well, Nike is 14, the five. And their slogan, they called him Mike. I want to be like Mike. Well, Mike is 14, the five, like Michael is 23. And here's the catch. What was Nike's biggest slogan? Just do it.
Do it, yeah.
Just do it comes to 41, family, the five. Come on now. How many coincidences are we going to keep saying, that's a coincidence, that's a coincidence? Yeah, okay.
That's a coincidence, man. That's a coincidence. I feel that one. Yeah, that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you know how many times we're going to keep saying these coincidences, not understanding that, you know, they put us in the backgrounds that they call the shadows. Who knows? The shadow knows. They even call it dark shadows.
Yeah.
Well, shadows come to 29, which is that too. Just like we're all into understanding the astrological movements of the sun, the moon, the stars, you know, the zodiac signs of the heavens. Well, we're deep into the different eclipses that we have now. Solar and lunar eclipse, where eclipse, again, is 29. It's the shadows that we come from. See, everything is born out of the darkness into the light. That's why we were first. In the beginning, there was darkness. Damn, 31, 13, darkness. That was us. But they ain't going to tell us it was us. They don't put anything. I'm going straying off path. But, again, understanding that too is in our memory bank. It's called, for them, they dubbed it as junk DNA. We know that it's nothing in us that's junk. But when we understand that number, junk being 14.
Junk is 14.
junk is 14. Because understanding junk that they don't understand is the code in us. We all have a particular code. Code is 14. They don't understand the code, so they call it junk. DNA. Well, you add DNA onto junk, it becomes the 20. It becomes the 2. It becomes part of the universe. That's the universe that they don't understand. How much of the universe, and it's just like our minds, how much of our minds do we use? Do we utilize our brains? 5-10%? Come on. That's because we're stagnated. We're stuck. We're in a dormant state. That's the junk that they're talking about. It's the dormant state, the sleep phase that our memory banks, our memories are in. That is through the conversation that's activation to those dormant cells. Things that I'm saying that you don't know, but you feel. There's certain things you feel. You can't explain it, but you feel it. That's what you know, what you feel, because that's what's real.
But when we sleep, we're in darkness. We're in darkness when we sleep, and then sometimes when you go in a dark sleep, and then your mind go into traveling and to seeing things that you know so it got like we got callers on the line. I finally we're gonna get y'all in there shortly. Soon as we take a quick break to get y'all ready. What about when you think about when we sleeping and we be like in a dead sleep? I mean, pretty much most people don't realize how dead you really are sometimes. And then sometimes you be drifting off. You can see stuff. You think you need, that's that darkness that you come and then light come into your head to see things. Because like, sometimes you can't even explain why you're even dreaming at times. What's your thoughts on that?
That's great because, again, first of all, you dead sleep. Dead. Ooh, dead is 14, fam. That's the five. You're starting to recognize why you dead sleep or why you're dreaming. Because your dreams is 22, which is that four. Your dreams are actually real. Real is 13, which is four. Your dreams is part of the matrix that you've been put in. Matrix is 22 before. We all go back to the movie, and we really don't understand about the numbers. We've been entertained. The matrix has so much spiritual insight behind the images, behind the signs and symbols, behind the words of the dialect in the movie. Nobody recognized, well, I ain't going to say nobody, but most people didn't understand that they understood that Neo rearranged the spelling as one, but they didn't understand that Morpheus is a real name of a Greek god. We mentioned Greek.
Yeah.
Where Morpheus is the Greek god of sleep, y'all. Of
for
sleep, instance. And he had to put Neo to sleep in order to see what was real.
Now, we had her on. Antoinette had interviewed her a couple of occasions, y'all. Those you don't, the sister who made them.
Oh, yeah.
Matrix. She's been on this program with Antoinette at least two or three times. Yeah, she's been on this program. Now, let's go with that because, okay, these, I mean, Dark Shadows. You hit on the underworld with the werewolves and the vampires. Now, when you get into the so-called comedic science, you see Anubis is the taker of the dead, but then in the end of the dead, you see light. So like they got the same yin-yang story of darkness and light seem to be mixed together. Now you say the definition. Well, we're going to give everybody opportunity out here, to give y'all definitions out there because a lot of y'all got your hands up. We'll get them out there. I'll let you know so I know you don't see the board, Brother Eddie. So I'm just letting
right.
you get that call.
Let me say this real quick and put a little something in there so that it'll tantalize a little people. Let's interject a classical movie called The Wizard of Oz that everybody's familiar with the red ruby slippers, and we talk about the silver and gold and this, but understanding that particular movie, it tells us who we are by those characters. We didn't recognize that even the wizard who, in another part of the movie, the beginning, he was Professor Marvel, who told Dorothy he was going to tell her the ancient story of Isis and Orset. I mean, Isis and Horus. This is at the beginning in the black and white portion of The Wizard of Oz. And understanding that movie, we had five major characters in The Wizard of Oz.
Man.
And they went down. They started at the bottom chakra. This is why they made the shoes red, the ruby red slippers, because that's the bottom chakra. And the gold that she went down is representing the spinal fluid, which is yellow, the yellow brick road that she journeyed up. From the bottom going up your chakra, that fluid, to your heart chakra, which was green. They called it the Emerald City. Green is 23, emerald is 23. They keep telling you the five because red is 14, also the five, y'all. Red and green is five. But they had five characters. Dorothy, the one female, that dog star, woo, serious. And they had the three that followed her. It's called Orion's Belt. Those three stars of Orion's Belt, the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Lion. Well, who was the fifth character? Damn it, the most important character of the movie. Toto, the damn dog. Dog in reverse is God. And when who revealed that the wizard was no more than a man? Toto, pull the damn curtain.
The dog head,
y'all. The God in you. The God. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all go with that. But go ahead and bring in the callers once you play a break song.
We'll be right back, everybody. Take 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'm telling you. That's why Wednesday night is called Hump Night, bro. It gets you revved up for the rest of the week.
The remix. We got five on anything, man. We got a Drew Brown. We got the Looney. We got the Yuck Man. Rich. Eat photos. Say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but $5 on the real field. I'm of the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being keen during the high speed, but still don't tap the BP. I'm DD, Drew Bell, baby.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever. So either put your five or four, you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Nicky burping broke a smoke, you slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five on the Hennessy, Seagram's or Gordon. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a goner. Now I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Push your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought, to something right is bought. Most Zach, believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking. In attempts to crack the chest plate, the zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
Get clapping, revenue growth, and just a little bit of lightweight. Flamboyant, potent fumes linger, mighty clouds and northern lights. Respect to Victor Baron, and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrill, but perhaps today my skill ain't filling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, pass it around.
Me and these folks through the head coming.
Oh, my goodness. We got five on this Wednesday night, everybody. I'm substituting for Antoinette, and you know we got Brother Eddie on the line. Now, we got some callers out there listening. I'm going to hit what I see first, 7472. I got 9927. Hit the number one button. I see y'all rolling, y'all listening hard. Let's get it started. Go ahead, Brother Eddie. It's all on you. 7472.
Dry Bones and Brother Eddie, I tell you, this is a win day. We win this day.
Yes, we do. Every hump day.
You know, you ask the question, what does black mean to the person? You're asking us each, what does black mean, you know?
Correct.
And you gave the Websters and Brother Drybones looked at the etymology. But I've still been waiting because if you say it says be lack, be in lack. And so if you're constantly telling somebody, be in lack, be in lack, be in lack, guess what that does? That kind of programs you to have lack about yourself and your color. Because we're not black. We're different hues. We have a spectrum of hues. But the part that really says it, that to give the definition of black, when the sun rises and it shines on everything on Mother Earth and it shines definitely on Turtle Island, it casts what color shadows? Have you ever seen a ray of color of shadows? But what color is the shadows?
What?
Dark.
They're dark.
Dark.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're saying that dark, that is, in their definition, that's a black. Because anything dark, they look at it as being something that pertains to black. You know, we go into the cosmos and we find not black energy and black matter, we call it what? Dark energy
dark
matter.
Dark matter. Mm-hmm.
We don't call it black. And those are power. See, that part of using that word and be black, just like when the priest tells you to kneel down and he makes the sign of the cross in front of you and he said, be less you, my child. Be less you, my child. He's telling you to be less than you are in his eyes as he makes his signs and says he has authority over you because he's God's messenger or God's, you know, appointed one. So therein lies the trick in the spell, because when you look at it, like you said, B comes before W. But the other part, the power of, if you want to give black power, any book that is basically written in the ink that most books are written in, what color are the words on the pages of a book?
Black.
What color is the page?
White.
What's the most important?
Between the lines, baby, between the lines, between the
but
sheets.
But it's even between the lines, but what is the lines of blackness? Because that makes what is on that page significant, if it really has a meaning. Because even to have a spell written, you have to write it in black on white.
Ooh,
or some say in
you.
The occult section, they say you write it in blood.
Yeah, thanks for that again. That brings back my right on that I always put down right on, and then right when you write, because this is
you
the war
right.
as you say we're in. That the war
right,
that we're in is the writing, the arithmetic and the reading that we do, the war, but right on comes to that too. It comes to memory, and when we write it down, we commit it to memory, but that's part of the spell of writing, dealing with cursive writing. This is why our children don't learn to write anymore in cursive, because that's part of the spell that we learned that we didn't truly understand, that we could use those writings.
Right, and see, the thing that you're looking at, and I'm glad you chose the word right, because we have WRIT, which means to carve or to scratch or to cut. You have RIGHT, which means to be just or to be good or fair. Then you have the RITE, which is a custom and a usage and a procedure. When you do a rites of passage, when you have a rights to manhood, so you're looking at three words to say the same thing. One says right to put to carve in or to put onto something. Then you have the right to be just. Then you have the right of procedure and custom. So they're in the part of taking away the rights, you know, because remember we shared that war, arithmetic, and writing. Arithmetic, and right. Is what war spells. So in that battling is that they're using the black or to be lack in a world that is the number one. They're in a world that they are the lack of color people on the planet. They lack blackness. They lack melanin, as you put it. And so in lies their challenge, because they are the minority on this planet Earth. And therein lies their fear, is because, as Steve Phillips wrote in his book, brown is the new white. And the part for what we're looking at is they know the annihilation, and that diamond was found in Botswana that was 2,342 carats. The largest one was found in South Africa, that's the second largest, which was 3,100 and something carats. That was found back in 1905, somewhere around there. That was the biggest diamond, the second biggest in 100 years that has been found. So, and we're looking at that diamond appearing in Botswana, you know, and they're finding it, and now they're making a thing with the president. They're saying, you know, this mining company, I think, is out of Canada, says is that any other things that we find in this mine in your line, we're going to give you 24% of it, what it's worth. That's ludicrous that you can come from. These people can come in and go into your part, your earth, take out and say, we'll give you a percentage. Cecil Rhodes did the same thing when he went into the Congo and found diamonds and exploited it. Massacred more than Hitler did, massacred more of our people and the genocide process that he did, you know, and we're looking at blackening.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know,
how we use the word.
That's again,
That's the key. The way we use the word and put it in its content, the way you use it in the content of be lack is good, is great, the way you're using it with the wordsmith that you do. But again, me being the numerologist, I'm going to use numbers behind everything. So I'm connecting the dots to the number behind the words, not the word itself, because we're getting too fixated on the word, even the word he created and invented. We're speaking. See, this is all even
okay.
Etymology.
We never
think about
the
number behind the word etymology, let alone where it came from, but it ain't ours. When we
what
put the number
on the word
number,
lack?
What lack? Lack is 10. That's one. That's you.
Okay.
What's
the number
lack
for B?
B is 2. 2 plus 1.
So 1 and 2 is 3.
I'm sorry. Lack. I'm getting ahead of myself. Lack is 9. Lack
okay.
is 9, not 10. It's 9. And B is 2. So that's 2 and 9,
11.
As I said earlier, 9-11, right, that they done broke it down, because that's what we tripping on. Again, I said they done made black negative when black is positive, and they made white positive when white is negative. They flipped the script, and we tripping on a word that they flipped the script on. I'm trying to get us into the number. Well, you still see it by the number, the way you connect it to its number by the word. You find any other word that has the same number. That's the trick that they did. We're not doing that. We're still using their word by their spelling. That's part of the trick. That's why trick is 23. We still don't see the 5. We still don't see the game, because we're in the trick and don't even know it. As they say, we're playing a part of our own demise, even with the words of English, because we don't see the numbers. We're seeing whatever definition or whatever image that we are following that didn't come from us. Ain't none of this I'm giving came from me. I done found it out, and I'm giving it not with any limitation on what I'm saying, because numbers has no limitations. It's infinite, baby. We keep putting limitations the same way they do by the definition. We're stuck on the program behind the word. Go ahead. I think you're trying to say something. Drop on.
Yeah, no, I just got more calls. They're still in your hands with that little people. I got, let me get 9927. They waiting. You got, now you got 1069, however you want to do it. I'm just seven.
Okay, let's go ahead. Go ahead. And so we'll come back.
Yeah, 9927. I get some, because that was hot. That was hot. Wednesday night, that was.
Hi, Brother Eddie and everyone on the panel.
Greetings, my sister. Greetings, my sister. How you doing?
Greetings. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm listening to you. And, you know, I'm around some people, but that's fine. I just don't want it to be loud or anything. So I'm listening, and you was giving out the, it seemed like 5 is just the main number for just about everything.
Every time you say something,
it comes back down to 5.
You just don't know all the words I'm not giving that deals with 5. That's why it's so important. Guess what? Important is 32, which is a 5. We don't see what's important about the game that's being played. That's why English is part of the game of the occult. That's it.
And the occult works with the number 5.
Thank you.
So when they do the 33 and the third,
mm-hmm.
the third it represents 5.
No,
the skull and bone is what? 3-2-2? Or is it 3-3-2?
I'm not sure. I deal with the word that they call themselves Freemasons. Freemasons is 32. That's the 5. We got to understand where Freemasons actually came from. They call themselves the Founding Fathers. Founding Fathers is 68. 6 plus 8 is 14. That's the 5. They're no more than what was labeled back in the day, the mafia. Mafia is 14, which is 5. They updated the name and made it fashionable and called it the mob. Mob is 5. Now they're calling themselves the cartel. Cartel is 23 to 5. They just keep changing the name.
And now they call themselves a corporation.
Oh, please stop it. Mm-mm. That's
a corporation.
It. And like that's, when we actually find the numbers behind what they're doing and how they finagle, that's why all of these different entities, same number that I just mentioned, mob, cartel, mafia, they're criminals. Criminal is 23. That's what they want to put on us. That's why they called us
corporation.
Colored corporation.
Yeah.
No, they basically put a tag on us calling us colored folks or colored people at one time or another. Well, colored is 14, the 5. Brother Kwame said brown will be the new black. Well, brown is 14 to 5. Do we see the game that they keep playing? See, this is the occult of who, even when they say from this particular land that they titled us Indians and made our color then red. Well, Indian is 14, 5. Indians is 23, 5. Come on, we keep saying we're from Turtle Island. Turtle is 32, 5. They just changed Turtle Island up and they call it what? The United States. Wow.
America.
Turtle. Thank you. Now, they ain't put America. That's
they
United
call it America.
States is Turtle Island. Huh?
United States is, I don't even look at United States as being
no,
the
United
part
States
of Turtle
is,
Island.
It's a misnomer because, again, they just changed what I'm saying. They've changed the name of Turtle Island to the United States.
States.
See?
Yeah.
United is one. It's 19, which is one. States is 32.
The
turtle is
32.
Island is 19. They just flip-flop the name, but the number stayed the same. Turtle Island, which is called the United States, is also called the United Nations. Same number, y'all. We're thinking it's different
right.
entities. They're the same damn, yeah, they're the same entities running this whole show. It's just larger and larger, larger. But again, this is why.
Yeah,
even,
because they hybrided by having sex
oh,
with
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah, well, when we look at, well, understanding sex is 14 now, come on. Sex is 14.
Yeah, we don't even know if we had sex with an alien or what. I'm like, ah.
Wait a minute. Listen to what you're saying by the number. You're saying the number. You're just using a different word.
Right.
Sex is 14. Alien is 14, my sister.
5.
Do we know what we're saying when we say these words and not saying the number? UFO is 5. We keep saying these different words, but we're not seeing the numbers behind anything we're saying, and we're still putting their definition on the word. It's the 5. The definition is 5.
You know, that makes great sense. And at the same time, why is the children or our inheritance, which is our
mm-hmm.
youth, taught only to say the alpha, beta, from A to Z and not from Z to A as well? Do you know they don't teach that in school? They don't teach children to say the alpha, beta backwards.
No, no, because this is a one-sided patriarchic society, man-driven one way. As they said, one God, one world order. Wanted on his demand, his thing, not understanding the awakening is happening. It's here. See, we're under the awakening, which is the frequency and the sound that we keep talking about. And the sound coming from our voices is the activation through the conversation that's waking us up. See, and that's why I love
and
numbers. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. The numbers is proving it to me. It's them taking the time out to prove me wrong. And to me, ain't nobody did that, not challenging anybody, because I challenge myself, understanding. Challenge is the 5, shit. I challenge my own brain. Brain is 5. That's my challenge because that's my heaven. Heaven is 23 to 5. They got us running from death, 23, which is once you change is 23. The way you think, you reach your heaven. Your kingdom is 23. We chasing somebody else's heaven and kingdom
mm-hmm.
that they not put in our head with all these images and all these characters and personalities
mm-hmm.
that nobody has ever shown me or I've seen in my lifetime during this 65 years. No fossil of any damn body in the Bible. But you can show me million-year dinosaur bones, but you ain't show me one person in the Bible. Nobody's bones. Stop the madness, people. Go back
because,
and take the first step on the moon with the first moon landing. Please,
like,
stop.
I was just like,
man.
And it's all fake. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why
yeah, all you can tell is just laughter, brief laughter.
They're telling us. They're telling us.
It was something
you know.
Else I wanted to say before you. You know, they really are. They're just like the monkey. I figured that all out. The monkey king. I mean, they got so many different wording for this monkey king.
But,
that's
but,
being
but
plastered
name,
all
the
over
number,
America.
The number remains the same, though. They call it the monkey pox, the monkey king, monkey. Monkey is 14, my dear. Ain't that so?
King Kong.
We back to the five again.
Wukong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Wu means king.
The first animal that they test flight in space was a monkey. There it is
mm-hmm.
with the monkey pop.
Yeah.
The monkey,
yep,
monkey, monkey.
Yep.
And if it ain't the monkey, it's the mice. And mice is 14. They're going to use the rats or the mice, you know. So, again, they constantly, they pushing this number on everything they do. But that's why we're called rats in a lab. They call us lab
mm-hmm.
rats because lab is five, y'all. And the rat is part of the experiment. Rat is 13.
And the rat was pinky in the brain. They were rats. They were lab
oh,
rats.
Yes.
Pinky in the brain.
That's it. Lab rats. And the brain wanted to take over the world. And remember, brain
yes,
is 14, y'all.
Bill
brain
Gates.
Is 14. And that little rat was trying his best to take over the world. But he had
Bill
this
Gates
little sidekick called
Foxy.
Pinky. And who's the sidekick now? We represent with the color pink, y'all. Come on.
Right.
Them little pink people out there.
Now
they want to use
truth.
Cancer to put on a pink ribbon and represent what they trying
right.
to turn upside down. See? Because cancer by the number of cancer by its symbol is 69. You
and I don't
flip
even
the
really think cancer is real. I really think that when they start giving you all that medicine, after they claim they tell you you got cancer, that medicine is what starts to deplete you.
Well,
that's
we gotta
that's
understand.
The cancer right there. That's the cancer.
Well, let's start
that
off
medicine
with the real cancer. Yeah,
radiation.
That's part of it. That's part of it. But here's the real part where cancer starts from. It starts from what they put in your thought of your brain when they tell you because you have no idea
right.
that you got anything
and
until you go to who?
It.
You go, right, but who do you go to? You go first to a place called the hospital. Hospital is 32, the five. You see a doctor. Doctor is 23,
right.
the five. If you don't see a doctor, you see a nurse. Nurse is 23, the five. See, it's those people with the five to put that in your mind because once it's in your brain and you accept it, it becomes the disease. Guess what? Disease is 32 to 5. They put that in your head. You didn't have it until they
how
mentioned it.
How do we stop
it.
This?
we got another call. We got some more calling. What y'all doing? What
okay,
y'all
let's
do
it. Okay, sister, we're going to put you on hold for and let's bring in the rest of the family.
Yeah,
and get them
I'm
a chance
myself.
To speak.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, sister. Appreciate it.
We got 1069. 1069.
What's going on, y'all doing, Brother Eddie? How y'all doing?
Doing great, my sister. How are you?
It's Son Caddy.
Okay. How you doing? How you doing, family? What's wrong?
No, I'm doing pretty good, my brother. You know, I'm glad you talked on this ish topics because something just kind of came to me as I put it together. It's like, for instance, if you were to take a trip to Germany, you will find out that the name of that place would be called Deutschland.
Okay.
And then you realize when you say Germany, you're saying germs and many, or man of germs. So that's saying that another type of man came in and Deutschland started taking on the name of the germ man as the descendant.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go step foot in England, or you'll find out that the original name was Britannia. And it wasn't until that the language of the Bible translated and became English was the language created that the white man was able to be able to understand. We taught him
mm-hmm.
the English, and that was his way of communicating. But
okay.
France is Phoenicia, so the name never changed. It's just the revolution was the more recent takeover. And the reason why I'm bringing this up like this is because when I started looking at places like St. Louis and I started looking at D.C. and then I learned that Paris, I felt like I was in D.C. when I went to Paris, and everything is kind of lined up on a certain pattern. And see, there's another thing, too. I know you mentioned about the Bible characters, but not to refute that, but I actually been to quite a few of the graves of biblical people. And there's a lot of buildings around the world that the religious community will run 1,000 miles away from if you bought a photo to them. Like, I got the graves of Abraham and all these people, Judah, all these people. But for me to show the photo, me posted it in the tomb, and see what they do, they have the temple in the casket. The tomb is there, but the original tomb with the real body is two floors directly under from where you can see the tomb. So if I was on the third floor, two floors down is the actual real casket, because they can't have nobody going there and disrupt it. But it's angled up, so it's in the same position. So now, when you mentioned the Masons, the reason I want to tie this in, and I hope you can add the numbers to this, Mason is Mary's son. It wasn't until the Caucasians got introduced to that, they took it on another meaning. So Mary's son is Mason, but they were only given 3 degrees. The 4th degree is architect. That's why the symbol is a protractor and a compass. They don't have that, so they can't build. And then when you go back, you go to the fifth degree, it's kind of spirituality. Now, why I was tying in Paris is because the temple of Mary Magdalene, the disciple of Jesus, has her bone marrow in the temple, and she built the temple. And it got all the statues of Jesus, his children. Mary had a child. They had 3 children total, but one of the child was Georgius, which is George. And George later in life had a son named Louis, and he became known as St. Louis, and he's the founder, or through a generation, that Louis from that bloodline is the founder of the St. Louis that's in Missouri. So we say the name's changing, but the numbers stay the same. I know that now. But I like when I walked in the temple that Jesus, the Messiah, don't care what name you call him, he built the temple. And if you look at the temple in Rome, it looks like it's only maybe 2.5 stories tall. But when you walk in that building, I promise you, the ceilings is almost 5 stories high. It don't even look normal. So the numbers of these people is real, and everything's calculating. And so with the times, and oh, one other thing, I'm sorry. When I look at the number 8, I don't see it as an infinity. I think it's an interlock, meaning that's trapped and means confusion. And 2024 will equal back to 8 in numbers, and that's why all this confusion is going on right now, because on the 9 that's coming behind it, no one sees that reality, and that's the only real reality. Like, what these people are doing and talking about on TV don't mean nothing. But Kamala and Obama and Valerie O and who else? All that gang, they all sitting there, brothers and sisters, and if you look at their birthdays, which been changed, you'll find out that they all been born June 6, 1966. Obama thing is a fraud, because he said his father's from Kenya on a birth certificate. Obama's born and on the birth certificate hit the year he was born in 61, but Kenya didn't become a name of a country until 1963. So they're giving us a false reality, but there's like the real reality is still there, and it's just like we have to poke through it. But I'm sorry, let me rest it right there. So let me get your thoughts.
Thank you, Brother Caddy. I appreciate that, man. You put a lot on my plate. You know, real quick, just to touch on what you mentioned about Mary's son or Mason. That's understanding that that's the 11th. And you said that they didn't go past the third degree or three. Well, free, that's why they call themselves free Masons. They put free before because free is 21, which is that three. They know who they are. They know they're not complete. So they put that three in front of the Mason to make them look at two, understanding Mason is 11. That comes to black, understanding they put themselves as they were free from the blacks. They weren't the original blacks who were the Masons, or even Jesus Christ himself, understanding his numbers, telling you who he was. He was of color. Jesus Christ comes to 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. You keep talking about colored people. Color. Color is 14. Colored is 23. It's still the 5. Color or colored. Doesn't make a difference. And as you said, you saw the infinity, the 8, not as being infinity, but it is, because understanding infinity is 32. And confusion, my brother, is 32. That's why so many people are in confusion, because they can't see the numbers of the words. They only see the words that put them in the confusion, not being able to tie the infinity that puts us right here in the present. Present is 32. We are present to the world, family. Who do we represent? Mm. The presence that we are. Are you representing the God by the number of God or by somebody else's definition of God? Are you representing Christ, 5? Or Jesus Christ, still the 5? That's why he was a king of fishermen. Fish is 23, the 5. I just gave you the hook, baby, in order to be a fisher of men. That's why hook is the 13. 13 is the truth, and it's the truth that will set you free. See, because again, when we believe, even when they say, you can't believe everything you see, but seeing is believing. What do we believe that we don't truly know? And this is why it's the feeling. That's why feeling, when they call it your gut feeling, gut is 2. That's what we are remembering now. And feeling is truth. That's God. That's why everybody says something's happening. But we don't put the number to it. We just say something's happening. Something is 4. That's why we can make something out of nothing. This shit ain't nothing. But at the end of the day, nothing is 2. And everybody wants nothing. Guess what? Nothing comes through money, baby. The shit everybody's chasing. Because somebody else put, what, a price or put a tag on its value. When we keep saying the value is you. That's why you got to barter with what you have to give. I give truth by the number. That's what I have to barter, because we all have something to give. If I can't give that, I can teach you how to fight, how to beat somebody's ass with my old butt, still show you a simple way of destroying somebody. As we used earlier, the Black Panther. Because the Black Panther is the only big cat that hisses like a snake. And this is how it attacks. It attacks your groin or it attacks your throat. That's its major attack points, and that's what we're taught to do. In martial arts, but it's 3
It's either the eyes, the throat, or the groin. Because you don't have three hands, family. You can only protect two.
Yeah.
Get the third one. Anyway, go ahead. I know you got other callers.
I got another caller. 7696. And the Panthers over here, y'all. The Black Panthers on the America side, Central South America, Central Columbia. I looked at the Panthers. Mm-hmm. They all through Florida. That's why it's called the Panther Land. Let me go to 7696. Wednesday night. 7696.
Give me 1 second, Dry Bones. I'm gonna get right back in when I get in the house.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. So on you, brother Eddie. You got a lot of lines open. Y'all want to ask some more? You want to talk to some? Till he get back in, I'll give him that chance to get back in. Don't the numbers and the words for those? It's like the letter gematria and geometry, even, it's even equations to these words that they could mix words together and still come out with a different word that still would probably equal certain things. But y'all been mentioning the 8 and infinity, which is got to have some validity because look at the infinity car. That's the symbol right out there on your car. All you driving infinities out there. And then it got to do with the Mayat. For those of y'all.
That's balance. That's the balance that we're coming to with that figure.
Yeah.
Understanding that the 8 that you mentioned is what you were talking about on your show Sunday when you talked about social media. You went into social media. Social media comes up to 8. It's 35. 3 + 5 = 8. See, we're the dictionary and we're using everybody else's dictionary. By the way, dictionary is 8. And don't let me forget, family, guess what? Today's date, 8/28/2024 comes to an 8. So it's no coincidence, there's that word, no coincidence that we are talking about 8 right now, because 8 is the mental illness or mental health that we're going through right now. Mental health is 44, mental illness is 44. It's either one or the other. See, that's the discussion right now. Discussion is 44. So we need to have these discussions in order to get past the fear. Fear is 17, which is 8. And fear is what they not put us in. Fear is called psychological. It's a psychological war. Psychological is 44. That's the 8. That's the fear that we're in right now because we're listening to some shit called social media. And this is where our children, or preferably our youth, are stuck in because youth is 23 and computer is 32. They got our children. They got our youth. See? So we got to understand. Why this ain't about us. Shit. A lot of us won't see the next 50 damn years. So, come on. So we supposed to be passing the information on. The baton that a lot of us not drop. We not drop the baton because we passing on their shit to our children instead of passing on information like I'm sharing with the family. That's why I use the word share. Share is 23. I used to tell people I'm a teacher, and people would get mad at me because they had something that a white man called them, that they gave them a degree. So they think they know more than me. Stop the madness. My degree comes from the Creator. It comes from the Most High. That's why Most High is 4 and degree is 31, which is 4. I got my degree from the Creator, baby, not from man.
Nick,
stop the
where's
madness.
Common sense? Give me the common sense, because common sense says it's innate. It doesn't come by degrees. It's an innate nature of having common sense. Yeah.
Well, that's why understanding what sense comes to. Sense is 23. Ain't that something? Common is 1. That's why a lot of people ain't got common sense. They don't know the 5. They don't recognize the sense. That's supposed to be common to them. See, those are the facts. That's why facts is 5. Facts is the sense that you make.
You've been saying it so long, and I'm going to just give vindication to you. Now, everybody know you've been saying that 5, and before you've been saying it for a long time. And I want y'all to know, even on Fox, they got a show. The number one show is The 5. So, it's just amazing that even in that dichotomy of you saying this for so many years prior to this, it's just going to show you how you're on the course. those you got the lines open, I'm just keeping things, because I know you can't see the board. You want to elaborate on anything that you want to hit on?
That's like Fox, and again, that's why Fox is so sneaky. We know that animal of the fox is very cunning. That's why even by their gematria of fox, it comes up to 666.
Absolutely.
But the gematria I use, fox comes up to 11. That's the two we've been talking about all night. That's part of the universe. That's part of the ether. That's part of the air you breathe. See, that's how foxy that fox is, because you're able to see both gematrias. Some people kind of get twisted because they don't know the code that I'm using Marty Lee's gematria of how to break it down. That's why.
You're right. Huh? The movie 1111. They showed you that they made a movie 1111. So that goes to show type of books out there. Now again, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that because I would never have known. I mean, because they got books out there, but you named somebody, and then so I guess there is other levels to these numbers. From what I even see that there's different, because they got the ciphers, they got where it could be played backwards in a different number. They add both the numbers together. It's just all kind of things with that. You want to elaborate on that before I take another call?
Drop on.
Yeah. Real quick, they have different ways of looking or using gematria, and like I said, it's like everything else. We have a choice to choose which ones that fit you, that talk or resonate. That's why resonate is 32. What resonates with me might not resonate with you, but I'm not going to knock what's resonating with you. I'm going to check out what's resonating with you so I can see what you're resonating with what part I can resonate with that will add to what I already have. You're not going to take away what I have. You're going to add to it. And at the same time, as I add to it, simultaneously, I'm going to chip away the non-essentials. Because it's things that you say that don't truly apply to me, I can let go. I can chip away. And I keep the finer points that apply to me. And that's how we all should do. You know, what applies or what you can use it. What don't, let that shit go. You ain't got time to take nobody's garbage on or they trash. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So you treasure whatever trash that he might talk. Hey, come on, family. Come on,
that's
take
true.
What you got.
That's true.
Drop on.
I got another call.
Drop on,
Brother
D. Brother D.
Lewis.
Hey.
All right, Brother Eddie.
Hey.
Brother Eddie Gigo. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, we just had Louis the St. Louis, the guy, his birthday was a couple days ago. And, you know, that was, 800 years ago, something like that. He's like 800 years ago. He was a king over there in France, right? But that's the 8 right there, too, with the confusion. You know what I'm saying? Then France pros had gave us the Statue of Liberty too, right? So that's some more confusion. And if you look at St. Louis, they did a march. Like they do a march. I didn't know. It's kind of, it looked weird. They have a guy. I guess he might be the Pied Piper. Then they have a bunch of little kids. Then they have... Like, I guess they the kids that's in the church, that Catholic stuff or whatever. You know, they have a bunch of kids, and they have the cardinals or the priest or whatever. They do a march. I just noticed it this year, but they always have it or whatever for that king or whatever, or St. Louis or whatever. But that's all you see is around here. They say basically this basically is like France. And, you know, like what the other brother was talking about, how everything is set up. And you know we may be in the places where all the biblical stuff is. That's why, you know what I'm saying, everything is turned upside down. You know what I'm saying, like they say, all the maps, everything is turned upside down. So so we can
yeah,
be
they made it into a game, brother. You're right. It's upside
that's
down.
The five.
It's turned
that's
into a puzzle, a game.
Yeah.
I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all recognizing the game. Remember, game is 14, the five. And map is five. If the map ain't mapping, you recognizing the game, family, and this shit ain't adding up. See? So I'm loving it that y'all recognizing the game using the words. And again, you feel the number, not even knowing the number, but you feel it because you're saying it by the word that represents the number. So I'm loving, this is why I say I love listening to the family and taking notes on what y'all saying. Because it's only by what y'all saying that I'm able to give the classes that I know that are missing pieces. It's the gaps that need to be filled in. And that's why we're dealing with the universe, dealing with the two of what we're doing now. I'm filling in the gap. Gap is 11, which is two. Go ahead, family. I didn't hear.
This the mysticism that we putting together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every time we come on the Dry Bones, we coming up with that potion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember the ingredients. We have to remember the ingredients.
Mm.
Well, that's what we, once we recognize that we all have a part of the ingredients. Like they said, we all are a piece of the puzzle. And we all have a particular ingredient. That's why I stay in my lane. Everybody know I've been on numbers and I'm going to stay there. That's my lane.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody's got one. Once you figure yours out, you can share what you know, and it just amplifies what anybody else's knows with what they know. See, so that's all it is. And that's us understanding the flames or the candles that we all are. Once your wick is lit, you can bend over and light another candle, another wick, and it won't take nothing away from your flame. It only increases the light so that you can see clear. Clarity is on the way, family. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone, damn it.
That's why we have to clean up that so-called junk DNA. We got to clean it up and make it clear. That's part of the pH balance. That's a part of eating right. That's a part of clear thinking. It's a whole process of each individual. If you ain't clean and clear in thought and clean your blood, you ain't gonna be able to receive it. Your light is not gonna shine, because that's where the dimness is, come from the inside. It come from the inside out. The light comes from the inside out.
Mm.
Well, that's why it's called your temple, family. You're so right. Your temple or your tower. Temple is 23. Keep your temple clean. Tower is 23. And they're using 5G towers, family. They know what they're doing.
The lighthouse.
Frequency of what's – come on. They know what they're doing. They done named this shit. We just don't see the number. We repeating words that we don't really know. Like they say, as Stevie says, when you believe in things that you don't understand, damn it, we suffer. How long are we going to suffer, family? Repeating, regurgitating the program of their definition of words. Stop it, y'all. No. Nope.
Brother
Not
Tariq.
Me.
Brother Tariq. Believe in things you don't understand. Rest in peace, Brother Tariq, on that one right there. That's his favorite slogan.
Okay. Show you right.
Yep. Brother Show Tariq, right. That was his favorite word. You believe in things you don't understand. You suffer. That's what I can remember from him.
So that's that's it. That's how you keep his memory alive, my brother, and I appreciate that. Like I said, he is an ancestor now, and this is why I always give Ashe to the ancestors and Namaste to the elders. So, yes. Keep his memory alive, and anything that anybody remembers that he shared with us, keep that going. Teach it, learn it, then teach it. Because if you don't learn, you can't teach. That's why learn, come on, family, it's 14. Y'all better learn this. This is four, that's the five. You know, and all you got to do is put the five in. It's called work, damn it. Faith without work is dead. Work is 14, y'all. Put y'all work in. I'm giving you the blueprint. I'm giving it to you. I ain't asking for shit. I ain't never asked a person for
what's
a
blueprint?
Penny.
What's Blueprint's number?
Blueprint is 36, which is the alphabet. Alphabet is 9. Blueprint is 9. Metaphysics is 9. I'm giving you the metaphysics. And another words for metaphysics is truth revealed, y'all. The only thing that will set you free is truth.
That's
the
first.
And I'm revealing it by the number.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break, y'all. Hold on. Let me take a break. All y'all on the line. But let it get back. You got a whole another round to go. This is so after that, hurry up. They going off over here. Hurry up after that. We'll be right back. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. It's all on y'all. Now, I am subbing for Antoinette, everybody, so do that. I'm just going to be taking it because come Sunday, it's going to be unreal. Y'all better get ready. So we're going to say this, but Eddie, it's on you. We got callers. We still got some more callers coming in now. Y'all want to jump in more? So on y'all, I still got all the lines are open. Brother Kwame, you want to ask a question? Y'all want to jump in? It's on y'all. But I want you to know you can't. Yeah, I got you now. Since you're gonna say something, but Brother Eddie, it's on you.
Yeah, so, Brother Eddie.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Hey, I did get one more question. Yeah, Brother D, one more time.
I'm guessing Brother Tariq came up with that song because we are some of the most superstitious people in the world, and that's what they're holding against us. That's some power that they're using against us because we so spooked and scary on getting shit corrected. That's a part of the tactic. It gotta be.
Okay, brother Kwame and brother Eddie, y'all saw y'all. Brother, I know you can't see the board, brother Eddie. So I'm gonna let you know, brother Kwame, you next. And I'm gonna go down the line, and y'all can just know who next, and he can moderate from there. Go ahead, brother Kwame.
Yeah, but I just sent it to you, brother Eddie, because you know, we're talking about the frequency of words, and really that's what we're talking about. Language is frequency. Mm-hmm. And the turning the words into numbers, and numbers are frequencies. Numbers mm-hmm. have frequencies just like the alphabet has a frequency. And the part that we are overstanding is that's like, I just said this, and they're talking about the frequency, the symbolism for the ancient Greeks with the V, and they pronounced the pronounce it new. And so it's symbolized in that frequency, but it's how much vibration goes with that letter. You change it when you put it to the number, because the number has a different vibration, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, on the scale. So you, each one of those notes has a frequency and tone that it resonates when you play that do, re. When you play that note, you change the vibration of what you're transmitting to another person. And Mary Superstitious, and the way Stevie's singing that, he could read it just as words, but when he puts it into music and changes it into a scale, it amplifies its power. And that's why we learn our alphabet. We don't just sit there and say A, B, C. No, you teach a child how to do what? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You put a rhythm to it because there is frequency and power to each one of those letters that has a number that goes to with it. You see,
okay,
you see what I'm sharing?
Oh, yeah, and like I said, I agree, and just think about what you said. So when you being a wordsmith, being that B-lac, you're not using the numbers, so that's why I'm staying on the numbers with the frequency. And bringing the other numbers with different words, but the same number that shows that frequency. Because, like you said, when you speak it, the instrument that we use is our voice. Instruments is 50. Your voice is the instrument. And when you are aware of what you're saying, it amplifies, my brother. It amplifies what you're saying. If you're not aware of it, you ain't amplifying nothing. You just repeating and regurgitating the word. I'm amplifying
right.
the shit that I'm saying by the five,
but what,
by the instrument
but what,
of the voice that we are able to use, because voices, too, that's part of the universe. Lift every voice, damn it, and sing. Do we know what we're singing?
But
what
we're
saying
doing,
by the number? Go ahead.
But what we're doing is what they're now teaching and talking to us about, that's quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
That's science. That is the alchemy that we overstood in how to be able to transmit our voice with the right
quantum
frequency.
Quantum physics, what
being
you said, is the
transmit.
Metaphysics that we're doing right now. We are transmitting, but we're not seeing exactly what we're saying. We're saying the words, and we still can't keep up with the number of the word we're mentioning. We just still regurgitating.
Right.
See,
but what we're
so
learning,
my job is to,
learning with what you're sharing is that when mm-hmm. you take that, our wordsmith a word, you take the wordsmith and can break the word down, and it still breaks down to the number. The number
mm-hmm.
is the tool of the frequency of the wavelength of power that is being transmitted.
Correct. That's the tool. Tool is no more than 13. Do we truly know to use the tool, the hooks that we have? Hook is 13. Tool is 13. Do you know how to hook them in with the words that we use that are spiritual, the spiritual truth that we recognize by its number, not just by the word? That's the true protection. Are we protected
right.
by the words that are being used? Or are we just using words by the sound that it sounds good, it feels good? So I'm going to just use, because I heard so-and-so say this, and it resonated, but I didn't get into the depth of its resonation by the number, just by the word. Do I
right.
recognize the game?
What, right, but what you're saying is like 5G, 5 megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's so many vibrations per second that amplifies it up to a 5G, a 6G, a 7G. Earth is 7.82 hertz. That means it's every a hertz is 60 120 beats per second. So this is what the calculation and being able to amplify and know how to use those letters to create that word, to create that frequency, to create that energy of change.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the old commercial Memorex, the cassette tape.
Is it Memorex
or is it
Theravon? Yeah, is it live or Memorex? That's correct. That's it. Is it
right.
real or artificial? That's where we are right now in the technology world that we're in. Do we recognize what's real or artificial? This is why they call it artificial intelligence, and we know it's not real intelligence. It's not real, but who buys into it? Who's even pushing it in the definition the way they gave it to you? We stuck on their meaning of what artificial intelligence or everything that they gave us because we don't see the number behind any of the words we use to even describe the definition of what we're saying. We just repeating it. Y'all stop it. Uh-uh. I keep telling you, not with me. I'm still hearing what you're saying, but if you ain't taking the time to do the work to find the number out behind the words you're saying, come on. What Chris Tucker say, if you don't know the words that's coming out of your mouth by the number behind the words you're saying, stop it. Not with me. I'm not that person no more. I've changed. We keep talking about five. I'm into the five. I'm into the change, fam. And I'm still sharing. Sharing is 23. The change I'm going through to give it to the family. You know, as it's been said, take it or leave it alone. I can't force nobody. I'm not here to even try it. I'm just doing my assignment. It ain't a mission. I'm on a true assignment, and by the number, you would know what I mean by assignment. Not a job, not a mission. Uh-uh. It's an assignment. It's a spiritual assignment, family. See, I'm truly embedded in the number behind the words I speak. That's why I know it has power. I know who's with me because I know who I'm with. I ain't got to mention God. God knows I'm with him by the numbers I'm using, by the numbers I'm sharing. Christ know I'm with him. They say you can't get through if you don't go through Christ. Y'all still looking for the figure and not for the number. That's part of the game. That's why Christ is five and game is five. If you don't recognize Christ by the number, come on, family, you're lost. You're lost. Whose definition, whose game are you playing? Whose game are you narrating and pushing? See, that's why I said, what is your definition? Your definition of black. I can read every definition you read to me by somebody else, but what's yours? Where do you get your funk? Funk is your thought, baby. That's why I love it, and I told you, and again, thank you, Dry Bones, for playing. And one day, when Sister Internet gets back, I'm going to truly break that song down. Funk intelligence, your thought intelligence, family.
I love that song.
Your thought intelligence. See, because I'm pecking you lightly like a woodpecker with a headache because it's cheaper to think than it is to pay attention. You dig? Peck me lightly like a woodpecker. Woodpecker, we call them pecker woods, baby. But when you can only see one way by the word, not by the number, you get lost. See, because free speech is truly high finance. That's why a lot of stuff I still can't share. See, because again, you got to be aware of what you're saying, because what's the old saying? Those who know don't speak, and those who speak don't know. It's a lot of things I know that I just don't share, because I swear, that number swear, that a lot of us ain't ready for it, because a little bit I give, I still see a lot of opposition. By somebody else's definition. That's the opposition I meet.
Now,
when we know.
Let me ask you this, because I'm loving it so much. I said, with the number. Now, that's why the lotteries are so powerful. Because people
mm-hmm.
know that. Because I remember growing up, and my grandpeople had number books of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Dream
that.
Books.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up with that. That's why everybody in my area of New York, everybody had a dream book that
mm-hmm.
she would play the number. So that don't that correlate with the spiritual word? Okay, I guess
I mean, because wealth is in there, and you know, mystery and these words. But then you say they got numbers, but then the numbers and the words do go together. It's like almost like a puzzle, because you have to almost know the numbers and the words. They go together like yeah, it's like three steps. You know, you got all these, and then you take a five, and you take a, you know, they got it already in the thing. But then you just said earlier, it meant Orion. So they got like different symbols for these words that mean numbers. So yeah, I mean, I think this could go on forever. With this, I think also you should also incorporate now. I'm being honest with you, because you got it down to the science. Like when people report these words, like these decipher. We might need you to do a show on deciphering all the news headings, not the whole story. Just the clickbait that they got us watching, because I think it's got to be a spell in how they got us watching these words. You know what I'm saying? And then you decipher those words, because it seemed to be really, like you say, and I don't think anybody could deny that what he's saying with the gematria, the geometry. He is not making this up. This is what the whole thing is based on, numbers. It sure is. I'm glad to have you, man. Of course, I ain't Antoinette. You know, I speak a little bit harder, but Antoinette, help get back in here. Question, I'm going to some more calls. It's on you. I don't know how long you want to go, but, you know, at a certain time, it's going to cut off all you on there. So just because I know he don't see the board, and I'm just letting him know what's going on so he knows. You want to take all you out there. You still got all your callers and all you out there on the lines. Remember, it's Brother Eddie. If you want to ask him a question about the numbers, about what he said black mean, feel free. He going to answer, and I'm just going to make sure everybody knows that the time frame so you know where you're at. That's all. Go ahead.
Rob Bones. I was thinking about some. If we all pitch in and get them little mic, them little one things that you record stuff on, them little, what you call them, disk drives, them little USBs, and we just flood the cities. We flood wherever we at with them.
Amen.
We just flood. Look, we flood, and people just, we just set them on counters.
You call me after this. We talk. We might do that. Hey, whoever listened, he just had a hell of an idea. But Brother Eddie, yeah, what you think about all this that they say? Flood the, I mean, because we in a new age of technology, numbers, digital world. How do you feel we should be handling this? Because these are
back in the day. I'm
all for the youth coming up with that, because like Dry Bones, I told you, I ain't even got a computer yet. I'm everything on my phone. I'm old school, way back, because I don't trust none of this. But again, updated with what you're saying.
And it's all based off a number.
This is, yes, what I do, family, I have what's called a digital recorder. See, because I want to keep this on my private, you know, my private library where can't nobody mess with it but me. So I just got a new digital recorder, and it's got like 159 hours. So I got a lot of shows that I can go back and record, so that whenever they discontinue us doing this, I have my own library. See, and that's the thing, like you're saying, you put it on a flash drive or whatever, and you get it on this. I can just bring a little speaker and plug it into my little audio digital recorder and let it zoom, let people hear. But that's a great idea, my brother. I'm not knocking that. I'm just like, I'm not into that technology like that, but I'm not disbanding, because again, I'm still learning these things that you guys are able to do. You know, this is what my time, my generation, we didn't do all this. That's why I still do a lot of paper writing, paper, because I learned in the military, you know, how do you cover your own ass? Keep your own ass covered. That's what, for me, it's called record keeping, paper. You got it on paper. Can't nobody say, you know, where's your evidence? I got it right here on paper, black and white. No. See, so that's Why you think they know went paperless every place? They don't want paper no more because you can keep a paper trail on their ass. So they tell you to go digital. You know, go online. Go do it online because they can change that shit at any time. Don't think they can't. Why you think they telling you to go digital just like they told you to take the lead paint out your damn house, not understanding that when your paint, your house was covered in lead, they couldn't use the technology they're using right now to look in your shit. Why you think Superman used lead to stop the kryptonite from coming in? The lead stopped them from using the technology to see through your house. They can see whatever you're doing. Heat vision, using your body sense, all that. Lead blocked their ass. They done took that all away. See, they didn't do this shit by mistake. Go back, we a whole bunch of things. Why you think every time you go take an x-ray, the technician goes in the damn room and tell you don't move? So he's not getting bombarded or she's not getting bombarded with all these x-rays that they're using to x-ray go to your bone. Come on, fam. These people know what they're doing. They're killing us slowly but surely. Every time you go see the doctor, go see that five. That's why they call him a practicing physician. Guess what? Physician is 32 and doctor is 23. It's still the five. They just keep changing the damn word. The number remains the same. And they practicing on you and me. We the guinea pigs.
What is the Caduceus? What is the Caduceus? That's Caduceus cult?
The producer.
No, Caduceus. Caduce. Dr. David Blair.
That's the symbol for medicine.
Dr. David Blair.
Snakes going up.
Yeah.
You have a single, which is the ambulance, and the double snake is the physician.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
The single snake, you see that on the ambulance or people that work in EMT, whatever, emergency. When you go for a doctor, you see that his staff with the two wings and the double snake. Transport to the healer.
Just learned me something today because I seen that, but I thought they'd just be forgetting to put the other half on that.
No, that's the one that transports you to the healer. You're transported. That first snake is transporting you to the double snake to do the medicine.
That's why another word for that snake, we call a serpent, right? Well, serpent is 32. Which is that five. That's why we see all these serpents. That's why, hey, even a turtle is 32, which is no more than a reptile. A snake is a reptile, a turtle is a reptile. A reptile is 32. You keep talking about these reptilian creatures that ain't real. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but see, the thing I was talking about, the conversion of words to number frequency, is because the things in which we're talking, what the words that are coming out of our mouths right now are traveling through the airways, through these transmissions of the phone, converted into energy, picked up by a cell phone tower, transmitted through the lines to another tower to reach you in Wisconsin, to reach Dry Bones in Florida, my brother in St. Louis, the sister in New York. So when each one of us are speaking and transmitting, we're converted into energy. The frequency of transmission of our words is turned into energy that's transmitted into light waves that is transmitted to be picked up by all of the phones that are tuned into the same frequency because we're dialed into the same receiving portal, which is Dry Bones Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
All of that happens in milliseconds, nanoseconds. So when I'm speaking to you, it's seconds, and we're thousands of miles, hundreds of miles apart. See how the transmission and power frequency of the word moves. Thought is faster than light. Thought is faster than light. We're transmitting our thoughts and voice, our vocal cords are transmitting the vibration of our thoughts. into transmission that's traveling faster than light, because we don't see what's coming into this phone, but everything that we're speaking, everything that you're hearing is coming into that phone and vibrating in your ear.
The dry bones. See, that's why I was saying, like, we have to make a rule. We have to put some out there, whether it be I wear 50 dry bone shirts every day. You know what I'm saying? I wear them every day. You know what I'm saying? We have to put that out there to get other people to listen, to hear, and that'll make it amplify. That'll amp it up. We have to amp it up. You know what I'm saying? Some way.
And what he's saying is good, but what we got to use is the right material. Wool is 550 hertz. Linen is 250. Cotton is 150. Polyester is detrimental to your health.
Mm.
Rayon, all of these artificial, chemically made spandex, all of that stuff is good, bad for your health. It takes away your frequency. But when you put on cotton, linen, wool, you amplify the message that's on the shirt that amplifies what's in you.
That's what I'm saying. Amplify through the shirt, through the plastic, through the airways.
What about copper infused shirts, Brother Kwame? I know they seem to have a push for this copper fitting.
Well, copper is like you. It's a conductor. Mm. I wouldn't wear copper walking past an electrical live wire because you're a conductor. That's what electricity travels through. Some people
so
now,
unless
doing
you got something
now
to ground you,
with silver,
you have something
they're doing,
to ground
they're doing
you.
Silver. Silver thread, golden thread. They even had during the Olympics, the gymnasts were having their suits made from clear quartz crystal.
What you think, good or bad? Mm-hmm. What you think? I mean, are these conductors to the energy?
That's great
we got?
Because it amplifies the energy that's transmitted from you and your body.
That's. I didn't even know that because I didn't even look at the Olympics. It's all. That's another thing. I'm not gonna get into the negative. We're on the positive. So just by even mentioning that they had that in their attire, their uniforms, whatever they put, that they had crystals infused. Well, again, crystals is 32, y'all. That's the five. This is why they use it, because crystals, as you said, amplify what they call stardust that's within. Dust is 23, the five. That's why at the end of life, they say ashes to ashes, baby, dust to dust. They know who you are by the number. They're
what
putting you
penny?
Back to where you came
penny?
From.
What is that brown copper pin?
Yeah, that's a,
brown. That's the key. That's why they call it copper color. The color of copper is brown. Color is 14. Brown is 14. See?
Hey, see that's
you know the copper is brown.
Pennies together. Look, we have to put our look. If we just put our punk ass pennies together, as they call the punk ass pennies. If we just put them together, we'll sound so loud. Oh my goodness!
Now let me just say, for y'all, we got 90 seconds. I don't know how far we're gonna go with this on the Wednesday night, but let me just say for the sake of all y'all listening, Brother Eddie will be. We're gonna try to keep this Wednesday secure for everybody out there listening, because I said to myself, Ethnet will be back with us soon, but Brother Eddie's been holding it down for so long, so we're going to try to make sure Wednesday night is being secured up. So, Eddie, whatever's going on, keep me in the mix. We'll be talking back and forth as we do. Secondly, I don't want to be doing too much talking. I want y'all to do what y'all do. The question out there that y'all asking, what is black? That was a definition. Yes, y'all gave so much tonight. It is a lot. And Brother Eddie, you asked for it, you got it. There's a lot of information out there. You want to elaborate? Because money is a defense, and I know people want to give money, and I agree with everything out there. I will talk about that on, that's why I do these calendars. On Sunday, we got Patel Seeger coming in, and Brother Kwame, you out there, I want you to be a part of that because he got the calendars for five people so far. Those five have received them, and we're going to do something with that. Make that happen. I'm going to put that out there for Sunday. But Brother Eddie, right now, is on you. You can keep it going, however you want to do it.
Right quick,
Go ahead. It's on you.
Right quick, if we don't get cut off, right quick, I wanted to mention that because you did mention that on Sunday's class program that we had, that, that calendar that you're always mentioning, you know, I use, like we all use our calendar, just like we use different forms of gematria and everything we do. I use the calendar that came from our people. It was called the Black Olmec calendar. Today, the Black Olmec is called the Mayans. The Black Olmecs, as they migrated and changed, they just changed the name. Whoa, the number remained the same. Mayan is six, Black Olmec is six. The Mayans are the children of the Black Olmec. So the Mayan calendar is the long count calendar that deals with 13 cycles, a.k.a. 13 moons, 13 months in a year, 13 months with 28 days, the same thing that reflects on a turtle shell. 13 squares, and around the rim of the 13 squares, you got 28 that goes around the rim. 13 times 28 is 364. 3 plus 6 plus 4 is 13. That's the damn clock, y'all. 13 comes to clock.
That's
13 or
in
4 comes to calendar.
Yeah.
The calendar is the clock. It's called the biological clock. Calendar is 22. The 4, clock is 13. The 4, compass, looks like a clock, is 22. The 4.
A drive
the calendar
on,
is dealing with the compass of your clock, dealing with the times that we don't recognize. Again, game recognized game. Even with this understanding, the sign in the Freemason with what? The compass and the T-square. Compass 22 square. Stay on your square, family. Square is 27. 22 plus 27 is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. The 4. We back to the 4 again.
But, Brother
the
Ed,
calendar.
Yes, sir. Okay, in that calendar, and I didn't hear it spoke, is you had the 260 and the 360. Is that you got the sun calendar, which is, I mean, the sun calendar is 364. And the moon calendar is 260. Therein lies them putting them together in order to know that there's 260 days in a moon cycle, and it's combined plus the 360 of sun cycle.
And like a, even for me, with that, I have to sit down and really digest the 260 and the 360 dealing with those calendars. Like I said, for me, the long count calendar of the Black Olmecs or the Mayans, it symbolizes everything because it falls in place with the numbers. Like I say, calendar itself comes to 22, which is that 4. I'm not going to get into all this other, and that's just so easy. And even understanding that Mayan calendar, a.k.a. the Black Olmec calendar, took 5,125 years that gave us to 2012. 2012 is a 5. When you add up calendar being 22, which is 4, well, 5,125 years, 5125 is a 13, a 4. Brings you back again to that 4. 13 times 28, 364, brings you back to 4. Calendar, 4. Time, dealing with a clock, 4. sun, 13. Keep talking about sun and the moon. Sun is 13. That's the damn clock. That we deal with everything, even understanding man's minute understanding of God's time. Very minute. And not knowing the number of the sun, it represents God by number, not by the word in its definition. The damn number. Four. We still a lot just don't get it. Because we put everything in and don't connect the number to see our ultimate protection. See, as you said, blessed by the blessing, blessed by the best. And you use that breakdown of the word. I just use the number. Blessed comes to 21. 21 comes to devil, y'all. 21 comes to beast. Who in the hell are you blessed by? That's as simple as I make it. I don't get into all that. Nope. The number, baby. You see what's what. Why they done made your child a kid? That's why kid is 12. 12 is 3. That's the sacrifice. They sacrificing your damn babies. Babies is 23, y'all. They sacrificing your babies by changing your baby to a kid. And we can put everything we want to it. I'm looking at the numbers to show me the words. You show me the numbers by the words. I agree with, hey, I ain't got shit to say. You just showed me another way. Because there's definitely more ways than what I'm giving. But if you ain't giving it by the number, I can't agree with you. Mm-mm. I can give you yeah or nay, but again, by the number, if it don't add up, Brother Eddie will shut the fuck up.
Hey, drop on.
It's got to add up. Go ahead. What you say, bro?
I just wanted to comment on, see, last week, last Sunday, we was talking about the turtle shell, and I was comparing us to the turtle. See, we forgot, we started being a rabbit instead of being a turtle. We used to be the turtle. You know what I'm saying? And you just broke it down. I was wondering, because I was like, they say the turtle don't have no skeleton, but his skeleton is the turtle shell. And you just broke down the time, the turtle. They're just the same wavelength. We on the same. We deciphering this puzzle. We deciphering it.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
the key.
And don't
man.
Believe the hype. I got two turtle skeletons and their shells sitting on my banister on my porch right now. Yeah, they do have scales. Skeletons.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why when we all grew up, and I'm still a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come to a five, y'all. That whole title of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. See? And they were heroes in a half shell. Yes. Hey, turtle power, baby. Turtle power is no more than Turtle Island. They just use turtle
who
power.
Do the most
turtle Island.
Who do the most sunbathe? That turtle.
Oh, man.
They sunbathe. They love it. That's all they do is sit there and look at the sun and soak it up.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You see, they always give you five characters, too, with those little, like I gave you with the Wizard of Oz, five being Toto. You got the four turtles, and who's their sensei? Splinter, that little rat. Damn, there's that rat again. We call it the lab rat. Oh, yeah. Lynn is number five, so yeah, I got five on it, fam. So, oh yeah, keep seeing it because they pushing it, cartoons and everything that we watch. We never applied the numbers to any of this stuff, you know. That's why they gave us Batman. We didn't see no number, we just saw it. But again, I mentioned Bruce Lee at the top of the hour. That was my superhero back then. See. And Bruce Lee was blacker than black back then. They treated him that way. See, because Kato, that's it. Nobody realized and recognized, you know, that they did to him. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Eddie, with you being familiar with the Bruce Lee era or whatever, and what about the brothers? It's this one brother, I forgot his name. He came up with the Ka concept of the fighting, and he broke it down. He was like, basically, he was kind of saying like they was kind of like Bruce Lee was just like a movie character, and so he was like an actor in so many words. And one brother, he got a book. It's called the KA Part of Karate. It's the Ka concept of it's a brother. I forgot his name, but he broke that down, and he was saying, like, they was the truth on what that martial arts was going on, and they kind of, like, held that, you know what I'm saying, and put Bruce Lee up on these pedestals, and it was the brothers that was, like, dominating back then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, during that time in the 60s and 70s, if they were out, they weren't known. And like I said, Bruce Lee pushed, you know, I put Bruce Lee in a category again with me just knowing the background of this brother. So that's how I looked at him, as a brother, because even when he came out as Kato, Kwame mentioned, Kato comes to 13. That's the four, y'all. That's God. But that's dark. This is why Bruce Lee and Van Williams, who played Green Hornet, wore black. They even drove a car called Black Beauty. But they treated Bruce Lee worse than a nigga. Because even in 66, when Green Hornet came out, at the same time, a comic book called The Black Panthers came out. Black Panther. And he had a alias. He was King Jaga, whatever his name was. Bruce Lee's character did not have an alias, and didn't nobody pick up on it. I'm like, I'm 7 years old, and I'm like, damn, nobody know that his character as a butler, he was called Kato, and as the fucking superhero, he was called, and he was the chauffeur. Green Hornet didn't sit in the front with him. He was in the back. He was the chauffeur, and he was called Kato. I'm saying to myself as a child, nobody sees that this motherfucker is Kato with Green Hornet and Kato with Brick Reed. Damn, you ain't even give him, you gave Robin a damn alias. Dick Grayson, he had a real name. Bruce didn't even have a real fucking name. And nobody saw it. But he was in black. Come on. He was that real nigga. And nobody saw it. I'm 7 years old telling people looking at me like I'm crazy. But now they recognize. Come on. He's the only one in modern time who's come up with an art that they registered as being official, that came up with something brand freaking new. Who else? What black man you telling me about that came up with their own damn art that's world recognized, and people still try to emulate it today and still can't do it? So how was that? Oh, they just set him up. No. He was first and foremost a martial artist, and secondly, a philosopher. If you read his books on fighting, and you saw the beauty of the art, even his movies. In the only movie, I say movie, because the only one that he made that you can really make heads or tails of was made by Hollywood, and it was called Enter the Dragon. Bam, dragon. That's what we're in, the year of the dragon. But it was several scenes that stood out when he was fighting a little boy and told the boy to kick him and went through, you know, pointing away to the finger at the moon. Don't concentrate on the moon, or you miss all the heavenly glory. That's what we do. We concentrating on the finger, and we missing everything else around us. Beautifully said. And another one was the art of fighting without fighting. I beat your ass with my words. I ain't got to put my fist on you. I'm going to tear you up just by talking to you, or just by listening to see where you at. And for me, it's by the number of the word, because by the number, you know not what you say, but what you think you say by the definition of the word. So, yeah, I'm going to fight you without fighting you, because fight itself by number is 31. It's through truth I'm going to beat you. Truth is 31. I ain't got to lay a fist on you. I'm going to beat you with the power of God. God is 13. 31 is truth. And it's truth that's going to set us free. So why am I doing speaking anything other than truth? That's my power. But if I don't recognize my power by the words that I'm using, there is no power. It's just an empty word. So, you know, that's how, and like I said, when you hear me talk about the numbers the way I talk, I still use Bruce. I'm not putting him up front and exalting him, no, because my assignment is to exalt the Creator. Whoever you choose to call him, and I choose to call him by the number that I refer to him as, not by what somebody else may gave me, by their definition. So that gives me the power. That gives me all the protection I need. There's no fear, you know. So I've beaten so-called rogue scholars by using numbers of words because they have no idea. It's like me speaking a language that they're unfamiliar with. How you going to battle me with some shit and you don't even know it? But you're going to use the words and think you know what you're saying to me. You trying to assault me and you just gave me praise and don't know what you're saying. When you call me a stupid-ass motherfucker, thank you. Do you know what you say about a number? You think you know what you say about a word that you're supposed to be insulting me with? As they say, Japanese or nigga, please. Stop it.
Hold on. But you say that, that what you just made it. Stupid motherfucker is the five. Hold on, tell me that one. I said, wait a minute. So they that one, you got to show me that one. That's a good one there. I'm gonna tell you about the time frame. 11:30.
Okay. Okay.
We got about 14 more minutes, 13 more minutes, and we're gonna pull the plug.
Lines are still open, though. Y'all do what you gotta do.
Yeah. You know, so like I said, I'm conscious of your time because again, you're doing your Sunday show, and then you pull in and do this show on Wednesday every now and then. So I appreciate that, but again, I'm cognizant of your time and what you gotta do because you're a working man. You gotta, you know, you punch the clock, you know. I'm fortunate enough to be, you know, retired on disability, but again, you know, I don't live above my means, you know, and everything I do, I'm getting paid. That's why I understand by the number, pay is 13, baby. That's God. God is paying me by the knowledge that I'm sharing.
Hell yeah. Everybody going to get paid by somebody sometimes.
Yeah, that's it, man.
That's just common sense. Ain't nobody living on this earth for free.
hey, what you talking about? That's why they got their mind on their money and their money on their mind, man.
Ain't that the song?
That's the number. Mine is 11 and money is 11. That's 11-11. Come on. You know what they were saying when they said they got their mind on their money and the money on by that number? Or we just singing a tune? It's a catchy tune, man.
Yep.
That's my jam. You don't know what you jamming. You know, you're going to get jammed up. Let me stop. Woo, I'm about to go somewhere I don't need to go. So, but, yeah. Family, y'all got something y'all want to talk about before that half an hour hits within the next 12 minutes or so, please feel free to ask, comment, you know, concerns, questions, whatever you have, because that's the key to learning. It's the question. They call it five, don't they? They call it a Q&A. Q is four and A is one. Ain't that a five Q&A?
Mm.
What are we talking about? I think somebody was talking about dealing with time, dealing with AC and BC. It's the same thing, y'all. They got you thinking one way when you're thinking the other. It's on the same line. That's why BC comes to five, two, three. B, two. C is three. Then they change the AD. Well, damn, that's five. A is one and D is four. Still five. Y'all, do we see what they're doing? And we dealing with some fictitious history that we regurgitate. Because we don't see the numbers, even in the words, of the history that's being told to us that we're supposed to believe. Come on. I recognize five. They ain't recognize them. We recognize what they've done. As Jabon says so much, I was programmed. I agree. Shit, I was programmed like a motherfucker, and it took me 50 damn years. Damn, 50. There's that five. Before it kicked in, damn it. 50 years. Good. And it's five, 14 years later. 14 years later, I'm now 64. From 50 to 64, that's 14 years. That's five. Put the five on. See? I am too. I agree. I was programmed like a motherfucker, but it was the numbers that took me out of the program. Just like for Dry Bones, it was the five. It was called the facts, damn it. Just give me the facts. See, that five took him out the program when he started recognizing the game by the five, by the facts that he was using, by the facts that he was just showing him the sense being made. That's why sense is five. And it was the common sense. He didn't need all the sense people thought you got to have so much sense. No. That's why they tell you that sixth sense is called ESP, ain't it? Extrasensory perception. ESP is 14, y'all. That's the five. Y'all know what they're doing? Did they tell y'all? And we don't see it in front of who? You recognize that's the like five. You recognize the game.
ESP. That brings back a lot of memories back in the ESP. Has to be your stuff.
Man,
yes.
You know.
Say out.
But that's it. That's the power that we have, that we're able to break and decipher and decode. And I've been doing it since I was 14. 14, that's the five again. Since I was 14, 1974, I've been breaking Parliament down. Ever since they came out, I've been decoding, because that whole trilogy, that whole thing that they did was just understanding the code that George was singing in. See,
and
he was telling you
that,
only
that,
one.
That's on. But and you know they was great musicians, man. I'm glad you brought that into the great, just like Brother Cronin said, great musicians. James Brown, a lot of learn from the greats. James Brown, everything on the one. Some of the best musicians. But then you got that code, like you say, with the tones, the bass line. Because, you know, all them frets means nothing. All them frets is numbers. When you're on a bass guitar, those are frets. They got numerical numbers behind it, A flat and all that, B and all that. These frequencies, though, music is definitely is part of the frequencies of what y'all talking about. You think the music now, because Wes used to say, they took it into a different tone, what they did. And we understand. You think that's have a lot to do with how come people can't comprehend? And then, so those of us maybe listening who are able to decipher through it, because these tones, some people can't get out that frequency, man. It's like amazing what you just said about how they can't see the numbers. Because
well, that's it's interesting that you use the words you use by using the numbers. See, because music is 21. That's that three. And words is 21. That's that three. Those are the waves that we push when we use the words. Waves is 21, which is a three. See, we're using waves that we don't recognize by the numbers of the words we're using. That's the music itself. The words are music. That's why they call words and music lyrics. Family, lyrics is 23. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's the five again. All those beautiful lyrics that are being said and the music that we're pushing through the waves that come through the air, comes through the phone that we are vibrating on. So, yes, music is definitely the key. And since you referred or you tied James to Parliament, well, we got to understand by the number James Brown comes to 31. Parliament comes to 31. It was three members. It was three members in Parliament that left James Brown and went to Parliament. And it was Bootsy was the one out of the three that was James Brown's bass player, that bass she was talking about. He took that sound and taught it to George, and it was George that once Bootsy taught him the one, that James Brown always told him that it's only
Fred
one. Take it to the bridge.
Maceo.
Bridge
Maceo.
Comes to Maceo went with Boosie.
Yeah,
Maceo Parker went with Boosie, and the other horn player was Fred Wesley. Fred blow the horn. Fred Wesley went with Boosie to Parliament. This is when the sound from Funkadelic changed to Parliament, because Boosie took the information of James that James taught Boosie the one, and Boosie had to show George the one. That's why Parliament's whole sound changed after Boosie came to the group, and with Fred Wesley and Maceo Parker. That's part of history, y'all. That was part of my first book that I never wrote, that I was when I was dealing with Parliament and breaking it down, that Boosie was on the one. And this is why Boosie's first album, do y'all remember Boosie's first album? It was called Boosie Stretching Out His Rubber Band. And the first word on that cut that Boosie said was a religious term. He said, a hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
They
call
me Casper.
Not the friendly ghost, but the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Dig, because I'm here to make a shout. Glory be to the one who know what the funk's about. James taught him the funk on the one, y'all. Because James played on the first and third clef. One and three. First and third. Not the second and four.
We play that beat. Stutterfield was the drummer. Yeah, we know them beats, baby, by heart. Let me ask you about this other part. Because people don't hear this. They don't know about some people do. If you do, I'm glad. Boosie and George say they seen extraterrestrials. This is in their documentary, Drive. Say they seen extraterrestrials. I don't know if they was high, because they was getting deeply high. But the way they described it, and so forth, and a lot of his shows with the Parliament, with the mothership, that came out of a lot of the books they was reading. They was into some heavy book. George read. He read some deep books. Some of the same books that we all read now. Now, my question to you is, those of y'all listening, I didn't cut nobody out because I just want to make sure, because y'all ain't saying nothing, but Brother Eddie, I want to make sure you get as much as we can on his Wednesday nights. The numbers, because I mentioned a lot of it. I mentioned all this gambling and so forth like that. It's got to be some type of thing where they're using the numbers, because they're making more money with the gambling in the lottery than anything else. So the numbers definitely got to be the number one thing. Because you could be dumb as hell, and you're going to go play some numbers. So I do see the numbers as some type of phenomenon where you ain't got to have a lot of knowledge. Somehow, if you can just put numbers in your head and go play, and people play hundreds to $500 a day on numbers here in South Florida. That's a fact. I see them at the grocery stores. And so you think the numbers maybe are very powerful, because obviously they are one of the biggest money makers outside of anything. I mean, almost everything is based off the all gambling, lottery, play four, play three, play five, and you're actually playing six. So with the car, so you, I do see what you're saying, 100%. You think it's like controlled by the gods or aliens? I mean, what do you think it's controlled by? Like, because it's no way.
It's controlled.
And all of us ain't
like
crazy.
You said. It's controlled to me by the numbers, and we just don't recognize the numbers behind the words, because all this gambling that everybody does, and they're so elated to do and to get into. What are they doing? They're betting on the odds. It's called bet. You betting on some numbers. That's why I said it all. The blueprint is the alpha bet, y'all. Bet, BET. Black Entertainment Network.
That's why I say, Brother Cromwell, all y'all really saying is the same thing in a way, because I wouldn't know the alphabet Mm-hmm. Wouldn't mean number that, because remember A is one, then the B two.
Right.
So we know each number. Me and you know this, but and when we was growing up, you didn't really no one actually told us that each alphabet represent a number until you got a little bit older and you started to see
right.
that the alphabet had some numbers behind it. So now we're saying
these
words got these numbers.
Yeah, that's why I bet. Every time you bet, BET is 14, man. What are you betting on? Are you betting on your thought or somebody else's shit? The house. The house gonna give you some shit to bet on. And the house is always rigged to win. The house ain't gonna lose.
Right.
It'll let a couple of people win.
Right.
But you betting on some shit that you supposed remember, house is 14. Bet is 14. You betting against the house? Nigga, you finna lose, because you don't know what you betting on by the number of the words. The house
but
is the bet. You ain't going to beat the house.
Even
in the house. You in the house, damn it. Woo.
Now what about,
go ahead.
What about when we look at the elements? Like, the elements got numerical values. If you look at,
mm-hmm.
like, hydrogen and all this stuff, I'm just going there because I'm saying I'm going to use this for the sun. Because they got the number. We wouldn't know it was hydrogen, but they got these, you know, you look at CO2 and all this stuff. They got numerical values to these numbers. So I'm seeing it all there, but I'm saying I want to see if we're going to get into another conversation, not tonight, of course, but at another time on with Brother Eddie. But it seems like something is already, like, pre-danged for these numbers, because it's just impossible,
yes, it is.
To say that these numbers are so prevalent.
Mentioned the elements, and we talk about the fifth element and understanding. You have the elements and the directions and the elements in the wind, but just the elements itself. Guess what number elements is?
I ain't going to. Don't even tell them that. Don't tell them. Save it the next week. Don't tell them.
You know, they go into the Jumanji, they'll find out, but they should already know if I'm laughing, what element comes from.
We already, you know, we are. Ain't no way nobody can hear you laugh and don't know.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's fine.
That's it. That's the elements, baby. You part of the elements. You part of the five. Shit, you the
I'm
fifth element, saying, y'all. Come on.
The elements. Ain't the elements going on in this thing? Hey, bro, I sit that there, but I love the fact that we got to sit here with my man, Brother Eddie Knight, and sit that net. Call me, please, ASAP. We need to know, because we need to know. We ready for you. Everybody, wait, where you at? Hurry up.
Hey, check it out. I got another idea for us. Hey, we're going to have to get with somebody in our family and leave the dry bones information in case something happens to one of us. You have to leave it with a family member, just so we won't have that loop like we just lost Brother Tariq, and we don't even know nothing. I don't know nothing. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I feel like y'all my family.
And I like how you feel, man, because I'm a me and you going to talk, because that makes sense. Because I tell people all the time, I had people call me, we gave the calendars out. I'm going to leave on that note, and everybody got a calendar. You know, I understand people be suspicious of everything, but I say, what you suspicious of, you don't think they, if you don't think they know who you are already, you know, you fool your own self. I mean, because it's nothing here that should not be revealed, nothing covered, should not be uncovered. So I tell people, if you're afraid of that, you know, so we have people out there, so y'all got them calendars, but that's what we do. We do what we do out of love for what we in my spirit, and our sister Antoinette, because I've been knowing her for so long, and she's a warrior spirit, and all you have I've met through her, and all y'all out there, it's that's why we call it the dry balls. It's not like, you know, I tell y'all all the time, what y'all do, y'all gifted, because the average person, and I say it like this, the average person you talk to, you are so happy when you find somebody that actually understand what you're saying. I mean, it's almost like you got to only concentrate. No one will actually, what this brother say tonight, see, this is worth a lot of money. And truthfully, you go out there and look at all sorts out there being said on certain shows, and they want to do all this, and y'all listening to pure people who love it. And everybody say love, but look how much money being made off of this type of information. Like your brother just said, sure. Yeah, we could do this thing.
Dry Bones album. Look, that's the Dry Bones album. That's the Dry Bones album. All these years of that, we dropped that album and put the church out. Hey,
that's a lot of history out here, and y'all a part of it. And I tell y'all all the time, I say, man, there's so many people I've met on this thing, so I love it. But I want y'all to know, it is that time. If you got family members that do understand, I'm not telling you to alienate nobody, but I'm just saying, like mine has got to join quickly because the time or the algorithms. Hey, Brother Eddie, algorithms. Oh, do a show on algorithms, Brother Eddie, please. Put something together, algorithm, because that's numerical. That's numerical too, on the mind. So we look forward to that. I ain't gonna get too much deeper because it's getting later by the clock. But all y'all in different time zones, we on the East Coast, and guess what? After that, Herbie get back because Brother Eddie is still rolling. Love you, man. Appreciate you doing that tonight. And I look forward to you next week.
All right. Peace and love, family.
Go ahead, brother. Okay, brother. All you out there, hey, thank you.
Peace and love, fam.
Thank you.